Chapter 3. "Technically, it would be lunch in bed," said Jack. Andy had room service on the line. She rolled over, wiped the sleep from her eyes, and checked the clock on the nightstand. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
"Never mind," she said into the phone,
then hung up.
Jack pulled her close beneath the sheets. "Let's eat by the pool," she said.
"Let's stay in bed," said Jack. "Don't you want to see me in my new Brazilian bikini?" Seeing as how they were naked, it was hard to know the right answer. Yes? "Good one, Jack. You've got this husband thing down pat."
Andy popped out of bed first, and Jack followed. The honeymoon was at the Big Palm Island Resort in the Lower Keys, about 25 miles up the chain of islands from Key West. Thatched roof bungalows in a secluded tropical setting made it a favorite destination for newlyweds and couples who didn't care how much it cost to re-experience life BC, before children, that is. Jack and Andy followed the sandy footpath through the scrub of sea grapes and hibiscus to the pool area. The tiki bar was open, but it was as quiet as the warm ocean breeze, until a shirtless baby boomer arrived with his much younger woman. The boomer pulled up a couple of bar stools and flagged the bartender, his accent pure Texas.
"Could you turn that up, partner?"
He was pointing at the television. The bartender obliged. It had been Jack's intention to spend his honeymoon on a news blackout, but the soothing sounds of the ocean were suddenly mere background for CNN. He tugged at Andy to join him for a walk on the beach, leaving the real world behind, but the story caught her attention. For many Americans, memories of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, the biggest man-made environmental disaster in history, have not even begun to fade. Once again, millions of gallons of oil are spewing from a hole in the ocean floor. This time,